It was supposed to be a fairly easy morning. Lawmakers were going to meet and discuss overriding Senate Bill 229, which sets aside 30% of future tax sales growth for road construction. Democratic Senator Karen Maine was one senator who voted in favor of the override, saying her constituents favored the veto.
It happens every time. Every time at the end of the session, we have to go looking for dollars to build things. Why not give us an avenue? We need transportation.
The override was approved in the Senate and then moved to the House, where there was a little more discussion and pressure. Representative Patrice Arrant urged her colleagues not to override the governor's veto, citing the governor's plan of using the additional sales revenue for education and public safety.
This earmarking is not the best policy for our state. Yes, we need jobs, but our state also needs the flexibility to choose which jobs and projects need to be built when the funds exist. Why, for example, is it more important to hire workers to build roads than it is to hire workers to remodel a school that will not withstand an earthquake or construct a new building?
In the end, the House had just enough votes, exactly 50, to override the governor's veto to make SB 229 become law. The unexpected drama came when the House voted to override Herbert's veto of another bill, HB 328. Which would do away with the state's four-day work week for state employees. But with three Republican senators gone, Senate Majority Leader Scott Jenkins says the Senate couldn't muster the votes to do the same, which means they will be back with more senators on Saturday.
I had a vote change. And when that vote changed, of course, that threw everything into a tailspin. You know, in the meantime, we had another vote leave. So between a wedding, one out of town, graduations, we just had people who weren't here. And so the fact of the matter is, when it come right down to it, we talked schedules and we found out that we can have some people here tomorrow night. And so we decided to just recess.
Senator Ross Romero didn't hold back on showing his disgust for the Saturday meeting, saying there is no reason this issue can't wait until next session.
It's really unfortunate. We only have one time a year where we honor and recognize mothers with a weekend and with an opportunity to pay particular attention to them. And the Republican leadership in this instance believed that it was more important to come back to debate a bill that their members weren't here for today.
The cost of today's session was $30,000. Saturday's will cost taxpayers another $10,000. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.